A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to the very first of our 12 habits. It is indeed 12 habits in 2022. This is a year-long project where we'll be making or breaking a habit in the hope that doing so makes us feel better, happier, healthier, and more productive, or indeed all of the above. And you'll notice I'm saying we. I'm not using the royal we incorrectly. I'm talking about all of us because I know that many of you want to join me on this particular journey. If you're a long-time listener, you'll remember that in 2018, we did 26 habits where every 2 weeks I would make or break a habit. But in 2022, I'm lingering a little bit longer in each habit. So we're doing one a month, which means that not only do we get to really wear them as a second skin, really road test them, really get a sense of how they can work and where the challenges might be, but also means that we'll be able to get experts onto the show to discuss in what hopefully will be the 4 or 5 episodes per habit, the real benefits, how to really attack these things, how to make them part of our lives, because habits are great. But when a habit stops being a habit and just becomes who you are, that's where the real magic happens. And that is what I hope we can achieve with 12 habits. And the reason why I'm doing this, and maybe you're doing this, is that we know that all of these habits are likely things we're aware we should be either doing more of or doing less of. But somehow it's that element of making them stick that's the real challenge. When it stops being a habit and it just becomes what you do, it's getting there that's the challenge, not the act itself. So in 12 Habits, I'll be interrogating the why. Why these habits are so beneficial, offering proof, data and insights from expert guests as to why incorporating these habits into our daily lives is a good long-term choice. And then hopefully that habit will stick. And let's face it, we all know we should drink more water, we should drink less alcohol, we should definitely be using our phones less and not taking them to bed, and we should be doing things to try to reduce our stress levels, but they are all things that are easier said than done, and that's why I'm starting off 12 Habits with meditation. So in the course of making this podcast, which is nearly 6 years now, goodness me, I've spoken to so many experts who have spoken of the benefits of meditation for mental, emotional, and physical health. I used to meditate and found it extremely beneficial, and it was at a time when I was really struggling with anxiety and depression. I would use an app, and I found the daily ritual of sitting down for 10 minutes with a guided meditation extremely helpful. But somewhere along the way, I just stopped doing it, and every attempt to get back into it just hasn't worked, which has felt like a bit of a head scratcher because I've tried, but the app just doesn't seem right for me now. So of all the 12 habits that we're going to cover over the next 12 months, this is the only one that I will choose without your input. The rest will be chosen based on your feedback and your post in the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. And speaking of the Facebook group, as soon as I announce this habit, because I will be announcing the habits on the first of every month in the Facebook group and in the newsletter, again, the link to both those things are in the show notes. Many of you have been in touch with some really interesting input on this particular habit, which has been incredible food for thought for how to really attack this and how to create shows over the course of the next month that will be really helpful. So one member said, I know meditation would do my busy brain good, but it's going to be tough. So I'll wait for another day. And then before you know it, it's off the agenda. Someone else wrote that they find meditation a vital pillar of their help and practice regularly, but sometimes have to go back to basics depending on where they are with things. So if you are a perfectionist and see taking a step back as a lack of progress, then maybe that's worth thinking about. Even a seasoned meditator sometimes goes back to the beginning. Several people have messaged saying that they've downloaded various meditation apps with the best of intentions, but find that they just fall asleep. And so really all it enabled them to do was have a 10-minute nap. And oh my goodness, I can relate to that. Lots of other people say they'd love to be able to meditate and have tried, but just can't turn their brains off. And again, that's another one that I really feel I can relate to. But just remember what that comment was about turning the brains off. I think that's a bit of a misconception, but we'll come on to that over the course of the next month. Other listeners have asked about meditation and ADHD, for example, because this is something that actually, because the testing is more available now, a lot of adult women are actually being diagnosed with it. So this particular person asked about the benefits of meditation in relation to ADHD, which I think is a really interesting question. And someone else asked if meditation can be adapted to other activities like running or washing up. And I have a guest coming up this month, actually, who has some interesting things to say about that. So stay tuned. Then there are all of you who say you want to meditate, but somehow find it easier to put things in the way of actually sitting down and doing it. And I have to say, this is from personal experience, from speaking to friends, but also just kind of gauging the temperature of the room. I think a lot of the time we don't allow ourselves to sit down and just have 10, 20 minutes to meditate or to do anything really that isn't doing, because I think we're all so good at bearing the load of doing things, being organized, always being available, that we sometimes don't actually appreciate that we have to sometimes stop and pause for ourselves so that we can show up better in our lives. But maybe I've just been watching too much Queer Eye. If you've finished season 5 already, you know what I mean. Or season 6, I should say. As we've established, we all know meditation is good in inverted commas for us, but it's the doing that presents the challenge. But what is meditation? So meditation is present in cultures and religions all over the world, and there are a variety of techniques. You can think about people praying with rosaries. You can think about people having transcendental experiences. They are all a form of what is broadly known as meditation. But for this habit, the meditation I'm going to practice is Vedic meditation.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vedic meditation involves learning a mantra that you repeat silently, and this repetition quiets the mind and helps you achieve a more relaxed physical and mental state. And that's just kind of the top line. It's not, there's a lot more to it, but let's just say those are broad strokes. And the reason I've chosen Vedic for this habit is because it's the style of meditation I've heard the most positive accounts of from people who practice it. In fact, if you're a long-time listener, you may remember that Amelia Freer came on the podcast a little while ago and she talked about her Vedic meditation practice. And it was actually that conversation that spurred me to do a bit more investigation. And I recently spoke with Gillian Lavender from the London Meditation Centre, who explained it to me in full. And by the end, honestly, I was desperate. I was like, how can I get on one of your courses? Please tell me how I can get on one of your courses, because I need that, and I'm willing to put in the effort. So this particular type of meditation meets you where you are. And you know what I was saying previously about having used meditation apps, and then whenever I've gone back, it hasn't felt like the right fit, which left me feeling lost. That actually has been quite frustrating. I don't want to fall asleep for 10 minutes listening to somebody guide me through a meditation that I'm not really meditating with. And I don't know, I just haven't really gelled with apps since. And that doesn't mean apps are bad and wrong, because as I want to make clear, we will discuss that and we can bring that into the conversation. But for me personally, and for the purposes of this habit and really exploring meditation, I wanted to talk about Vedic meditation specifically. Also because I will be doing a deep dive into it by doing a course, which I'm very, very excited about. So whatever style of meditation you choose, there are many, many known benefits. So meditation is proven to reduce stress, help with anxiety, support emotional health, enhance self-awareness, improve attention and focus, promote a more positive mindset, help with discipline and motivation, improve sleep, yes, please, lower blood pressure and more. And I think since the beginning of 2020, we have all had to deal with a barrage of negative and downright scary information. And I know a lot of people who have managed well in inverted commas, but who are really frayed, especially now at the beginning of 2022. They are sort of girding their loins to get ready for the year, and they just don't have the fight that they've maybe had for the previous 2 years. They really are feeling frayed and exhausted. And look, I know, I feel it too. I felt really burned out at the end of 2021. And it's taking a while to G myself up. It really is. So meditation is so appealing at a time when stress levels are high, there's so much uncertainty, and there's less scope for joy because it supports your own internal resilience and emotional health. And I'll be really honest with you, listeners, one thing I am that I wish I wasn't is emotional. I feel everything. I feel all the emotions, and I can take things to heart, and I can feel very sad at times. But I'm also aware that sometimes that negative thought spiral in my head is something I've created that actually isn't real in the wider context of things. Like in the real world, it's a bit of a nonsense. Yet in my mind, it can feel incredibly certain and real. And I think meditation can help with that. I really do. So you'll hear Gillian Lavender on the show in a couple of weeks, but she's going to come on and really explain the benefits of meditation. And you will see from that conversation why I was so keen to bring Vedic meditation into my life and also into this habit. But as I said, this is all about us doing this together. So I've started this off. By the next time I speak to you, I will have taken a course. So I'll have a little bit to update you with about what that was like. And then in the following weeks, we'll be able to talk about what it's been like to practice it, any changes that I've felt. And also you can let me know about your own meditation practices. Is there anything you'd like to know about the apps? If Vedic meditation isn't for you, or if a course of meditation isn't for you, and you just want to, you're listening to this and you're thinking, actually, I want to download an app and I just want to get into it that way, let me know and we can find out. I can get some experts on to talk to you about how best to really incorporate that into your life in a way that's meaningful so that you are actually getting the benefits and you're not just listening along while your mind is wandering. If you have any questions about the benefits, please do let me know and I will get people on to answer that. Or if you just have any curiosities or anything that you would like me to answer about what I'm doing with this particular course, then please do get in touch. The email is thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. All the links are in the show notes. And if you are following me on Instagram, I'm at Emma Guns. That's normally where I, on a daily basis, usually tot up and let you know where I am, what I'm doing. And I will be talking about this particular course. So stay in touch, have a look at those stories. Like I said, I'm at Emma Guns and it will give you a sense. And if you have any questions about that, please feel free and comfortable to DM me. So here we are. Habit number one is meditation, specifically in this instance, Vedic. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about other types in the course of these. We're going to have 5 episodes for January. So we've got a lot of time to lean into this, which I'm excited about. So get in touch. Don't be shy. And thank you so much. If you're joining along, please do share your experiences in the Facebook group. Let me know. I can't wait to share. And if you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, please do. It's a group of such brilliant, brilliant people who are so generous with their time and their insights. So it's a lovely place and space on the internet. So I'd love to see you there. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you after my course on the next one.